Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. 30 degrees, which is just a little more than negative 1 degree Celsius. Still striving to reach that above freezing thing in the morning. 85% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street. In the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Beginning of the month, so rent is due. It's interesting, the leasing company, the apartment that I'm building organization thing that I live in, they don't do automatic withdrawals. And that was something that the agents, the organization or the leasing company in Chicago did, which was damned convenient. And they don't take credit cards, so it's checks. Checks is what you do. It's like, okay, I don't have checks, so I got checks, but it's like, so as it turns out, I have a lovely branch of my bank, like literally a block away, and the type of account I have allows for free money orders. So I have been every month going to the bank and getting a money order for my rent, which is actually quite pleasant. It's a thing to do, right? It's part of that regular routine, as it were. And I was quite impressed. The first time I did it, the teller that I worked with was just incredibly competent. He was very friendly, knew everything, knew exactly what was going on, told me what was going on, and I was in and out in like 10 minutes at the most. It was so remarkable that I actually wrote a review. They sent an email asking for a review of my experience at the bank. It's like, okay. But I usually don't, but in this case I did. Because it was remarkable. I got a phone call from the branch manager saying, thank you. It's like, really? Somebody actually read the thing. And apparently I had somehow associated my account to the review, which I, you know, is fine. But now every time I go into the bank, Brent and the branch manager sees me. When she comes out, we talk a little bit. But, it's nothing like competency, you know? There's a term, competency porn, which is, you know, anytime, like MacGyver was incredibly competent. And so his stories are generally competency porn. Leverage, another example of competency porn. And it's exciting to see somebody really good at what they do, you know? Morning, gents and ladies. I don't know why I ascribe a masculine gender to crows. That seems incredibly sexist on my part. I don't know if that's, you know, if there's a reason for that beyond the patriarchy and the default masculinization of things. Because, interestingly, in fantasy art, whenever I see an anthropomorphized crow, it's always female. And in Celtic mythology, the Morrigan, war goddess, she's associated with the crow. So there's strong feminine energy associated with it. I don't know. I mean, that's just my default as a guy. Pals. Which is one of those things that I would very much like to dismantle. I'm you know, it seems so trivial and inconsequential, but you know, really being degenderifying. Yes, we're making up words on the Pearlcast. What a shock. But stripping gender or being all inclusive in your gender, I mean, it's just it's more balanced. It's not even a matter of it being fair. It's being real. You know, this one of the things that is so ridiculous about the patriarchy is the notion that one gender is superior in some way to another. And it's been proven time and again to not be the case. And I know, I'm preaching to the choir. If you're listening to this, this is nothing new. You're going, yes, Dave, yes, we know. We agree. I'm just, when I'm struck with my programming, I try really hard to at least put a flag in my brain that says, dude, you do this. Don't do that. And if you do that, set up an alarm and a spotlight that says, hey, look, you just did that again. Stop doing that. And it works. You know, if you've never tried it. You know, if you tell your brain, every time I do this, nudge me, let me know I'm doing this. And you know, literally just say the words out loud to yourself. Or write it down, something that gives it something other than squishy thought. Squishy thought is all well and good, but adding an action or words or something to that action gives it weight, gives it moment, gives it substance. And our brains, being what they are, latch onto that and do something with it. Usually, it just incorporates into your brain algorithm and changes are affected, big or small. Don't know. But yeah, so flag on the play, flag on the brain. Patriarchy, stop that. Okay. Had my buddy Lath reach out and say, hey, I'm listening. It's like, dude, thank you. Apparently, he listens with his daughter sometimes. Hey, Lath's daughter, on the way to work or school or, yeah, on the drive of the morning. So, That answers that question. And I know people are listening. That was an aberration yesterday. And also, like I said, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm going to assume you are. This conversation is contingent upon the notion that you are there. And eventually, you will be. Because if you're hearing this, whether it's today or next week or in 5 years, because it's for whatever reason still up on the internet, and you're going through the frickin' archives, oh my God. And then you were there. It's like Schrodinger's conversation, right? You know? Or I don't know, what is it? You just kind of operate under the assumption that this is happening and let that be the foundation, whether it's true or not. If it's not really required, I mean, there's sort of an if-then scenario here. You know, if I'm going to hold a conversation, a meaningful conversation, dubious, but you know what I'm saying, if I'm going to do that, then there must be someone to whom I am speaking. And even if I'm speaking to myself, there is a distancing, a separation, an otherness of that part of the conversation, because you can't talk to yourself per se. You do talk to yourself, but the you and yourself are two different beings. How about that? Because that's the nature of a conversation, is a giving and a receiving of information, thoughts, jokes, perceptions, whatever the topic of the conversation is. So the duality is implied by the act, and eventually that duality will be resolved when you hit the play button. It's like magic. It's freaking weird, isn't it? Or maybe it's just morning blather. And there it is. So, and on that blatherful note of implied duality, I'm back at Jameson Square, so I'm going to wrap up this hypothetical question, conversation we've been having. It's Thursday, it's Friday Eve, the weekend. If you smell it, it's coming. I can smell it in the air. There's a weekend, imminent, coming. It's on the horizon, distant, but imminent and inevitable. So I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I hope, I hope you're competent. I hope you perform some competency porn, because we're all competent at something. We're all very good at something. And it's always nice to look at something that you did and say, damn, that's good. That's a good sandwich. That was a good dinner. That was a good paragraph. God, read that paragraph. That's awesome. I do it all the time when I when I wrap up a narration. It's like, damn, son, you're good. When I am, you know, I'm not always remarkably good. Sometimes it's just, it's there. It's good enough. I mean, when you've done over 1,000 of these things, not everything can be gold, right? I hope you have competency in your day. And however it goes down, we can always rely on Brother Zig to be that steady guiding light with his wisdom. Despite everything, create. You know, and I always say, you can create a smile, create a sandwich, but you can also create art. You can create beauty. And that takes many forms as well, you know? So, And I will tell you that love fearlessly. It's a quiet, simple thing, honestly. But it makes all the difference. It really does. So I will endeavor to do the same. And I will talk to you soon.